K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Edgar.
Edgar, you are caller 20.
Oh, awesome. Wow, thank you.
You're on the standby boarding list to see Somber at the Reading Festival in England.
That's great. Hopefully I can win.
That'd hopefully awesome. You get in. I agree. It is the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? I gave up Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent, so you will hear none of their songs between 2 and 6. It's what Jesus would want. What's up with Florida is on the way. A girl with a tattoo on her butt got a DUI. How did we find out about the tattoo? We are supposedly being warned by the FBI about a drone attack from Iran. There's always one guy that ruins it for everybody. People are dumb. There's a serial pooper on the loose. At the 420, we have the catch of the day. That's our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we have Bad Omens tickets for the Forum, March 26th. And we will continue to qualify you to see Somber at the Reading Festival. K-Rock. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
That is absolutely not true.
ABC News exclusive. The FBI warning police departments across California that Iran could retaliate against the West Coast.
The West Coast? We're not with that lunatic. Details on the way on K-Rock.
ABC News exclusive. The FBI warning police departments across California that Iran could retaliate against the West Coast.
The West Coast? We're not with that lunatic.
This would allegedly be done using drone technology.
ABC News has reviewed the alert from the end of February, and the alert said Iran planned to conduct a surprise attack.
I'm sorry, this happened at the end of February? And what is it today, March 11th? Oh, it's 3/11 day.
Using unmanned aerial vehicles specifically against California in the event that the U.S. conducted strikes against Iran.
Well, that'll never happen. What's that?
The alert did not have any additional information on the timing, method, target, or perpetrators of the alleged attack.
Might we suggest Bakersfield?
Now, this warning comes as the Trump administration launches more attacks in Iran.
Today, fire and fury in the Strait of Hormuz. This cargo ship from Thailand on fire. Officials now say 3 crew members are missing, 32 rescued. Several cargo ships in the strait hit by unknown projectiles. According to the British Maritime Authority, Iran claiming responsibility for 2 of those strikes.
I mean, if you're going to take credit for 2, there were 3. What's the downside?
The strait, a critical passageway for the world's oil supply, now essentially closed.
This is one of the pressure points that Iran knew he could use to really force the United States potentially to stop the conflict. If they can do this successfully, they're going to stop 20% of the world's oil supply.
Not to correct you, I'm sure that you're much smarter than I am, but the word is not oil, the word is oil.
Of the world's oil supply.
Now, to ease some of those concerns, dozens of countries are preparing for the largest release of oil from the strategic reserves ever. 32 member countries of the International Energy Agency, including the United States, today agreed to release 400 million barrels of oil from their reserves.
Wow, that should take care of it.
It's a major move, though not quite clear just yet exactly how much oil will start flowing per day.
I'm sure it'll be just enough. We'll have all the oil we need, right?
Oil supply.
Oh, we'll have enough oil. Somber at Reading Festival. Your chance to qualify for that just over 5 minutes from right now on the world famous K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, Kevin, it's Ray. I'm calling from Westminster.
Hey, Ray from Westminster, you're caller 20.
Woo, let's go, yeah.
You're on the standby boarding list to see Somber at the Reading Festival. That drawing is Monday morning.
Nice, I really hope I get to go. I've never been to England.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the it's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
Today's headline out of Boca Raton, Florida, butt-tattooed woman gives Boca cops Q-tips when asked for a license. A woman with a tattoo on her buttocks is facing a DUI charge after she allegedly drove erratically and there was a police officer right behind her. The police officer pulled her over on March 2nd and asked her for her driver's license and registration. And the woman, whose name is Nadine Kaufman, 31, instead of handing him her driver's license, handed him a baggie of Q-tips And then, instead of the registration, some random batteries.
I don't understand. That's ridiculous.
So she gave the cop Q-tips and batteries instead of her license and registration. Kaufman now faces several misdemeanor charges, including DUI, refusal to submit to tests, and willfully refusing to sign a summons. And I got to this point in the story and I thought, a butt tattoo is the first two words in the story, in the headline. How do they find out she has a butt tattoo? At what point in the story does that happen? Because they do. Well, I went deeper because I am a reporter-ish. And it turns out she told jail staff about it during booking. It's written in the paperwork. According to the Boca News Now piece, the site obtained and reviewed the arrest report and probable cause affidavit. During her intake at Palm Beach County Jail, she was asked to list identifying body markers on the jail form and wrote that she has a heart tattoo on the, quote, bottom of her buttocks. A heart tattoo on the bottom of her buttocks. I wonder if that means she has a hole in her heart.
I've got a hole in my heart and I don't know how to fix it.
Dane County woman faces fines after being arrested for allegedly defecating in a city park.
Listen, if I have to know about it, you have to know about it. Details coming up on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. If I have to know about this story in Wisconsin, you have to know about it.
Dane County woman faces fines after being arrested for allegedly defecating in a city park.
So on the TV screen, they put up a picture of the heat signature picture from like a drone or a helicopter, and you can see the heat of the woman in the park with her hands up, and the co-anchor starts to lose it.
Staunton police are calling her a serial defecator. I didn't write this.
She's a professional, but her co-anchor cannot keep it together.
What? She had gotten multiple reports of finding feces and toilet paper being left at the park.
And they start laughing. I have questions. Where did she get the toilet paper? Didn't she get that from a bathroom? Couldn't she use the bathroom where she got the toilet paper? Or in a store? Why does she go to the park and still bring toilet paper? Back to the laughing hosts.
The 46-year-old woman was caught on camera in the act by a drone.
Now, the first thing the co-anchor says, he points out the thermal imaging where you can also see the poop.
As you see here.
Thermal imaging. Wow. There's the heat marker.
Oh, no, 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 no.
And after no, 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 they cut right to the sports guy like he's going to do a story following that.
Wow. There's the heat marker.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, no, don't come to me after a story like that. Absolutely not.
I'm with the sports guy. It is 3/11 day, since it is March 11th. Another chance for you to qualify to see Somber at the Reading Festival coming up in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Rudy.
Rudy, you are caller 20.
Woo! Hey, good looking out.
Standby boarding list to see Somber at Reading Festival.
Oh, yeah, man, I've been trying to get these tickets for a while now. I'm glad I finally got through.
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We have the 420 catch of the day coming up. If you were listening this time yesterday, you heard disaster. There are like 17 things playing at the exact same time. Megan Holliday is back. Let's try three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three. Number one, a 42-year-old man woke up completely blue from head to toe and rushed himself to the hospital thinking something was seriously wrong. Doctors initially treated it like an emergency, and they even put oxygen on him because they were worried about circulation or oxygen levels. And when a doctor wiped his arm with an alcohol swab, the wipe turned blue, so they quickly realized that the color was coming off of his skin rather than coming from inside of his body.
What? The hell?
The culprit turned out to be brand new navy blue bed sheets that he had slept in for two nights without washing first.
Wow.
The dye from the sheets rubbed off onto his skin, and he sleeps naked, so it covered his entire body.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it took about a week and multiple baths before the dye completely washed off of his skin. And if you have not seen this guy, I've seen this story everywhere this morning, but you've got to Google it. He looked like a damn avatar. It was so ridiculous. Wash your sheets after you buy them. What is wrong with
you? Before you sleep
in them. Yes. Okay, number two. Two women from Texas were arrested after authorities say they tried to smuggle drugs, phones, and tobacco into a federal prison in Grant Parish, Louisiana, using crow drones. Investigators say Melanie Worthington and Cassie Marie Cole used a drone to fly hollow plastic crow decoys stuffed with contraband over the prison wall and then dropped them inside of the yard. The women told authorities they were being paid $40,000 to carry out the operation. Deputies intercepted the attempt before the contraband reached the inmates. Both women now face multiple felony charges. These crow drones, these plastic things look so janky that I like really want to get my hands on them and just start randomly dropping them into your backyard, because we all know Kevin loves birds.
I do.
He
loves
birds. Cool. And number three, a New Jersey Girl Scout troop sparking debate after setting up shop outside of a dispensary. Here is the story.
A New Jersey Girl Scout troop is facing some heat for selling their cookies outside of a cannabis dispensary. NJ.com reported that the troop set up shop outside of the Daylight Dispensary in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, even after regional leaders had rejected the idea the year prior. The owner of Daylight Dispensary, however, Steve Cassidy, thinks the idea is genius. He told the outlet, "You use cannabis, you get the munchies. There's a connection between snacks and cannabis, and the fact that we don't have to pretend that doesn't exist anymore is really awesome." The troop had plans to return on Friday, March 6th, but it's unclear if they will, as they may be in some hot water with the higher-ups. This has sparked a big debate online, and I want to know what you guys think. Is this inappropriate or just brilliant businesswomen?
This is brilliant.
Brilliant businesswomen.
Brilliant businesswomen that are doing a huge service to this country.
Yep, agreed.
I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-R-L-K. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
We live in a world where social media can bring songs back. We just saw this with Go Away by Weezer from their 2014 album, Everything Will Be All Right in the End, with Bethany Costantino. This is a song from 2018 from Dominic Fike, and it's called Baby Doll, and social media is bringing it back huge right now. It is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Not a full song as much as it is a ditty. It's not a ditty. It's a songlet. It's a songlet. It's short. A minute 37. That is Baby Doll, Dominic Fike, the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. When is Sommer going to tour again, you know?
I don't know, but I do know that he's playing the Reading Festival in England.
What?
Have you ever gone to that, Kev?
I've not. I want to.
Me too. This is a big score for people, for sure.
I want to badly.
So get on the standby boarding list coming up at 5 o'clock. Make it happen.
It is K-Rock. It's Kevin and Megan.
We've got your tickets to see Bad Omens at the Forum coming up during the 5 o'clock hour on K-Rock.
Where is Petaluma, California?
That's up just right above like the Bay Area, Northern California.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday, K-Rock. Two men from Petaluma, California are facing felony charges after authorities say they damaged a woolly mammoth fossil worth $200,000.
No.
Guys' names are Brett Howard and Todd Azevedo, and apparently they watched the video. Azevedo waved Howard over and encouraged him to grab the tusk of the woolly mammoth fossil on display.
Oh, my God.
And he couldn't quite reach it, so Azevedo lifted him up on his shoulders, giving him enough height to reach the tusk and hold on to it. Once he grabbed it, he allegedly tried to hang from it, causing it to, surprise, surprise, break free and fall to the floor where it shattered.
Oh, my God.
Tusk weighed 200 pounds and was worth $200,000.
Idiots. Absolutely.
After seeing the damage, the witness said he tried to make contact with the men, but they ran out the door. However, they were later found outside just standing around, brought him back in and notified security. What the hell?
What?
So the question is, you broke something expensive.
Yes.
What expensive item did you break? The first thing that came to mind for me is my neighbor, Johnny, I think his last name was Sampson. And we used to have orange fights. We would throw oranges at each other.
Okay.
And there was one time where he stood in front of his parents' window. And, of course, I just winged it. And he ducked. And it went through his parents' window and hit. They had, like, jewelry on a stand right there. And it just all went flying.
Oh, my God.
And I have no idea. Probably didn't break anything. I don't know.
Yeah,
I ran.
You did. Yeah, you did. You ran for a reason.
I ran because I was afraid.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So you broke something expensive is the topic. 800-520-1067. That's the phone number for your calls and or texts.
And for the best phone call, we got your tickets to see Bad Omens at the Forum on March 26th.
You broke something expensive. 800-520-1067. K-Rock, you broke something expensive.
Yes, I broke a Baccarat Crystal King Louis cognac bottle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my creeper manager made me clean the bottles before we opened. He made me nervous, so it slipped out of my hand.
Oh, my God. So how much is that worth?
It was probably worth at least $1,200. Probably.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Did you have to pay for it out of your own pocket?
No, I got fired.
Oh!
And,
well, you didn't like that creeper boss anyway.
No, I took him to the labor board, and I got my money back.
Nice. Oh! Well done. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hey, this is Alex.
Alex.
Congratulations. You're caller 20.
Yeah, baby. Send me to England.
Hell yeah, Alex.
You're on the standby boarding list. They're going to do a drawing Monday to see Somber at the Reading Festival, and you will be in that drawing.
Awesome.
It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We are talking about people who break expensive things.
And the very best phone call, we're going to send you to see Bad Omens at the Forum on March 26th.
All right. You broke something expensive?
Well, invaluable. How about that?
Okay, ooh. Yeah. Invaluable, even better.
Okay. So I got a gun. Have you heard about those? The salt attack guns?
Okay. Is that the gun that you can use salt to shoot bugs?
A bug assault. It's called a bug assault. So it's to terminate flies. You pour salt on the top. You pump it back and you shoot the flies either on the wall or they're flying around.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
Okay. Well, dumb me was following a fly and I shot my wife's father's ashes.
No, you did not.
Now, it's not expensive, but it's invaluable.
Of course.
I have to pay a price.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I don't know how you recover from something like that.
What were they thinking, putting his ashes right where you were shooting?
She heard the commotion.
Yeah.
My dog ran like a big sissy to her, and she comes back thinking that he did it. So guess what? He did it.
You put the blame on the dog?
Why not? He can't talk.
Well, she's about to find out if she's listening to this radio show.
But it was invaluable.
Invaluable, wow. Agreed. K-Rock, hello. You broke something expensive.
I did, unfortunately.
All right, what was it?
So my mom collects, there's these porcelain dolls called Precious Moments.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I was messing around with a dog inside of the house. And I kind of accidentally ran the dog into the dresser where the Precious Moments were nicely aligned.
Right.
Causing one of them to fall. And I believe it was my mother's like $200 Precious Moments. It was like one of her oldest ones.
Like her favorite one.
Yeah. And it broke right down the middle. Fortunately and unfortunate for me, because I was able to super glue it back together.
Yes.
Until she touched it one day.
Oh,
she touched it one day and it rebroke on her.
So to this day, she doesn't know.
Did you blame it on the dog?
I blamed it on the dog.
Yeah, two in a row.
Oh my God.
Two in a row.
That's crazy.
They just played Saturday Night Live. That is Gorillaz. It's Kevin and Megan on K-Rock.
We are taking your calls on You Broke Something Expensive at 800-520-1067.
Best call gets tickets to see Bad Omens at the Forum March 26th. K-Rock, you broke something expensive?
Yeah.
What was it?
My sister's pelvis.
Your sister's pelvis?
I know.
What?
We went to a self-defense class, and I got a little bit over-involved, and I did a kick right into her, and Yeah. So it was very expensive, and she hasn't talked to me for years.
Oh, my God. We've been taking your phone calls for about an hour now about breaking expensive things. K-Rock, hello.
Me?
Yep. You broke something expensive?
Yes, extremely expensive. Circa 2009, I was in Cal State Long Beach as a film student. I got a gig working the Long Beach Grand Prix.
Right.
And we did all the bullshit, all the stuff for a week. We're all ready to start the night before the race. Me and the other PAs were given golf carts for the whole week. I think you see where this might be going.
Yep.
So we got on the track, and we were doing it opposite. We weren't going the normal way. We were going back around. We really didn't know where we were going. It was dark. I hit a corner. I hit the brakes and skid. And I hit, like, a little barrier or something, and the golf cart rolled over twice and ran into a parked Indy car, one of the cars from the race.
Oh, my
no
God.
No way.
I know what you're thinking, Megan. I wasn't hurt. I was okay. within about 15 minutes, I'd say, the head of the production company, I won't say the name because he still hates me,
yeah,
came up and promptly fired my ass at like 11:30 at night, the night before the race.
I mean, you had it coming.
Yeah.
You deserved
a little bit,
it.
A little bit.
I did have it coming.
Yeah.
I was a little bit high when I was doing it, so, you know, bad decisions.
Sure.
Sounds like a fun time, though.
It does. K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, I borrowed my dad's car. It was a Volkswagen Squareback.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran over something, and I thought everything was fine. But what happened was the car started to overheat, and I didn't realize because the thing started to tick up, and I thought it was just the gas was full.
So you thought the heat sensor was the gas?
That it was filling up as you drove?
It was overheating, and I was just like, oh, no, it has so much gas.
Oh, my gosh. You just kept on cruising.
I have so much gas. I'm getting more as I drive. This doesn't make sense.
So did you fry the whole engine?
Oh, it totally, like, I totally ruined it. It was the worst.
Oh,
we couldn't drive it afterwards.
Oh, God.
Couldn't drive it.
73 Volkswagen Squareback. My favorite car in the entire world, and it's gone.
Wow.
Oh, God.
You are bad. K-Rock, hello. You broke something expensive?
Yes, I did. I actually broke something that my grandma gave my mom.
Oh, no.
My mom and I, we got in a fight. She literally just came in my room and started just yelling at me for something that I did the day before. And so she broke something of mine, and I literally just went to her closet, and I broke a souvenir that my grandma had gave her when she was a kid.
Wow. So you did that on purpose.
Well, she pissed me off.
That's cold.
She broke something of mine.
That's cold-blooded, girl.
You take one of mine, I take one of yours.
Oh, my God.
What the hell is going on with her?
Kevin.
Wow.
Woo.
Same.
Oh, my gosh.
Who do we like? We have to go with Long Beach Grand Prix,
we
right?
We absolutely do. His name is Terry.
Terry. Hello.
Hello.
Congratulations. You got the tickets for Bad Omens.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Terry, well your done. Story really did pay off.
I like anybody that ruins a golf cart, because I've done that as well.
Well, the Indy car wasn't that damaged. It was some little rocker arm or something.
But sure, but it was enough to get fired, I'm sure.
Oh, I deserved it. Like you pointed that out.
Well done. We have another chance for you to qualify to see Somber. You take it from here.
Somber at the Reading Festival.
Yes.
Sending you out to England, and I'm going to put you on the standby boarding list coming up at 6 on K-Rock.